Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcote's North Parish Church. In all our programmes, we have a combination of speaking and music. We try to educate as well as entertain. We can be serious and we can be funny, emotional and thoughtful. We try to show that holy music can be very jazzy, and even the most flippant pop song can be full of profundities. Well, it's the latter point we're focusing on in this half hour. This is the challenge, to prove that even the most unlikely songs can make a serious point of philosophy or theology. You don't believe me? Well, listen on and let me show you. Right away, here's a good example of what I mean. Don Francisco has a song which is completely different from all his other songs. In the middle of a serious CD, up pops this funny wee song. But you cannot help but get a profoundly serious message coming loud and clear through all the laughter.
On the day before my wedding, just a few short years ago, my dad sat down and told me, son, there's some things you've got to know. I'm gonna tell you a little story all about my wedding night. If you'll handle things the way I did, everything will work out right. Now your mom and I went to our suite, and when the luggage boy had gone, I handed her my pants and I said, honey, try these on. And she tried but said, I can't wear these. I said, you've got that right. I wear the pants, and don't forget what you just learned tonight. So I took my dad's advice and did just like he said to do. And then my wife gave me her pants and said, now you try too. I said, I can't get into these. She said, you got that right. And you never will get in my pants till you learn to treat me right. Now my mind's not lightning fast, but all at once I had a hunch that in this particular area, Dad might be out to lunch. So I told my wife, I've been set up, I was blind, but now I see. And if nobody wears the pants, that'll be just fine with me. Well, Dad's got an apartment now. I guess Mom had enough. After all those years of knuckling down, she finally called his bluff. But as for us, we're really happy though, 'cause we don't play those games. I love my wife and she loves me, 'cause we both love the same. I love my wife and she loves me, and we both love the same.
Thanks, Don Francisco. You see what I mean? It's a funny wee song, and you've got to laugh at it, but it obviously is making a very strong case for equality between the sexes. We sometimes need reminding that sex equality is not always accepted. Men and women do not get equal pay these days, and that's 20 years after the Equal Pay Act was passed. We have a long way to go before we really see genuine equality between men and women. St. Paul wrote in the Bible 2,000 years ago, a very revolutionary thing. Revolutionary in those days, but clearly revolutionary still today. He wrote that in Jesus there is neither male nor female, rich or poor, Jew or Greek, master or slave, black or white, and so on. We are all one, all equal, in Jesus. Maybe a humorous wee song makes the point more forcibly than a serious hymn. Here's another simple wee song. This is not so much a funny one, but it's a simple song packing a huge punch. It's sung by the Kingston Trio.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
That simple song has a subtle message and a hard-hitting one. It's actually an anti-war song, showing the cost of war and the futility of it. Where have all the flowers gone? Flowers at the cemetery, that is. Where have all the young girls and young men gone? Gone to be soldiers. Most combatants are young people. Where have all the soldiers gone? To their graves. Wars kill people in the prime of life. Where have all the graveyards gone? Blown up. Gone to seed. Gone to flowers. And so the endless cycle of violence goes on and on. So you see, a simple song but hard-hitting. Well, now for something completely different to lighten the mood. Enjoy the laughs, but look out for the profound moral tale in the middle of this. This is the Mobile Phone Song. Take it away, Richie Kavanagh.
Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She said, hang on now till I answer this. Oh, this mobile phone, it is a curse, and it makes an awful hole in her purse. With her mobile phone she gets such a thrill, but her smile disappears when she gets the bill. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She said, hang on now till I answer this.
On Sunday it rang in the middle of mass, and all the children thought it was great gas. Some people thought it was the Angelus, but the priest on the altar was furious. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone, now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss, she said, hang on now till I answer this. Last week I was courting her in me car, and she was letting me go too far. The next thing her mobile phone did ring, just as I was about to put me hand on her. If you're looking for a girlfriend, now you see, my advice to you would be, if the girl that you fancy has a mobile phone, don't bother about her, just leave her alone. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone, now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss, she said, hang on now till I answer this. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone, now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss, she said, hang on now till I answer this.
Hello, is that Finna 2222?
No, this is Finna 2222.
I'm sorry for getting out of the bed.
I sure I had to come down and answer the phone anyway.
And the lesson is clear. Never marry a girl married to her mobile phone. Are there any others left, I hear you say? And maybe we should add, never marry a girl married to her mother. Certainly not a girl who is always on the phone to her mother. Here's another brilliant song about the travails of getting married. This is Mary Mac by Foster and Allen.
There's a little girl and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm going to back. There's a lot of other chaps that would get up on her track, but I'm thinking that they'd have to get up early. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. Will I be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac? Now this little lass, she has a lot of brass, she has a lot of class, and her father thinks I'm gas, so I be a silly ass for to let the matter pass. Her father really thinks she suits me fairly. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. Will I be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac? Now Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, you never see the one or one without the other. And the fellas often wonder if it's Mary or her mother, or both of them together that I'm courting. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. Will I be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac? Now the wedding day's on Wednesday and everything's arranged. Her name will soon be changed, I mean, unless her mind be changed. And we're making the arrangements and I'm just a bit deranged, for marriage is an awful undertaking. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. It's sure to be a grand affair, and grander than the fair. There's going to be a coach and pair for every couple there. We'll dine upon the finest fare, I'm sure to get my share. If I don't, we'll all be very much mistaken. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. And Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm going to marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac.
Marriage is a big undertaking, and to quote the minister's speech at the wedding, and is not to be undertaken lightly, thoughtlessly or unadvisedly, but is to be undertaken thoughtfully and reverently, with due awareness of the purpose for which it is ordained by God. The more folk thought about things, the less they would do them, don't you think? So fortunately, while we're still thinking about getting married and hesitating, the heart and the emotions and love kick in, and the heart can be braver than the head. Here's the Kingston Trio again, singing a love song with a profound twist in the tale.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be.
but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
Jane, 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 with the pretty, pretty face, dressed in rags, she still looks like a queen. Jane, 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 she should be in silk and lace, the prettiest girl that you have ever seen.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
Jane, 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 she has no mom or dad, she's all alone and yet she is not sad. The wild birds sing a song, her little dog tags along, to hear her laughter makes my poor heart glad.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
I know Jane is sweet by the sound of her feet, I see her beauty when she speaks to me. If she could see me now, my love to her I'd vow, but I couldn't love her more if I could see.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but I couldn't love her more if I could see. But I couldn't love her more if I could see. But I couldn't love her more if I could see.
It's said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But in this case, Jane and her boyfriend are both blind. I know a couple who have been married about 30 years now, yet they've never physically seen each other because one of them was born blind. Think about that. Mind you, love sees deeper than skin deep anyway. Foster and Allen have a funny song which gives a salutary lesson in not judging a book by its cover, not just going by appearances, and reminding us that beauty needs to be more than skin deep.
Oh, as I went out walking once down by the strand, I spied a young damsel, she was dressed up so grand, with feathers and fineries and jewels of gold. Oh, she looked like a damsel of 19 years old. Then they hugged her and they squeezed her till she gave her consent, and off to be married the pair of us went. And after our marriage 'twas home I did stroll, oh, with a beautiful damsel of 19 years old. Then after our marriage I laid down to rest, to retire for the night with my fair maid so blessed, and asked Lord of Wadding from her waist she did fold, and she looked like a cuckoo of 19 years old. Now she took off her eyebrows so fair and so fine, she took out her false teeth and she looked 29. Then she took off her false wig, her bald head soon told that she looked more like 90 than 19 years old. She screwed off her left leg just down from her knee, she took off her fingers and she left only three. She took out her glass eye and the carpet it rolled, ah, sweet holy Moses, she was 90 years old.
all ye young fellows, when a courting you go, examine your damsel from her head to her toe. Get married in time or you'll surely be sold to a blooming old damsel of 90 years old.
It is so sad when we flatter to deceive. But oh, the joy when people meet love, the real deal, I mean, the genuine article, and they experience the most profound and wonderful thing in the world, just like Peter Sellers did when he met Sophia Loren.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, A flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom,
booty, boom,
booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious,
how audacious.
Goodness gracious,
how flirtatious.
Goodness gracious,
it is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
And here's a lovely song which leaves us with a nice taste in our mouth and with an appetite for promoting the best health possible in our lives. This song comes from my old primary school, Inveralachie Primary School in Aberdeenshire, so please tune your ears to the Doric dialect, and I'm sure you will be delighted to savour this song entitled Bacon Roll.
Bacon.
Well, the sands of time are slipping quickly away in our holy half-hour time glass, but there's just enough time to squeeze in one last simple wee song which conveys a profound message. In this case, the message is to think about other people. So bye for now, and I leave you with the Kingston Trio singing about Desert Pete.
I was traveling west of Buckskin on my way to a cattle run across a little cactus desert under a hot blistering sun. I was thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump, but I tell you I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a note stuck in a baking powder can. This pump is old, the note began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in her, you may find the leather dry.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet, leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
Yeah, you'll have to prime the pump, work that handle like there's a fire. Under that rock to find some water I left in a bitters jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. You just pour it in and pump like mad, buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet, but leave the bottle full for others.
Well, I found that jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, 'cause that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You've got to give until you get, I'm the one who ought to know. So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing out of that hole in the ground. I took off my shoes and I drunk my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. I thank the Lord, I thank the pump, and I thank old Desert Pete.
You've got to prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for